So this is the best time of a Friday evening where we can just sit down and relax. We always spend a lot of time doing stuff, going places, settling in. Now you're here. Don't want to go anywhere else. Just close your eyes and just be for half an hour instead of going and doing stuff. So if you'd like to close your eyes, I will usually guide the first 15 or 20 minutes of the meditation, then stop and let you be. I guide the meditation simply because if I don't, people say that their mind wanders off all over the place. At least by listening to my voice, it just keeps you on the path of calmness, quietness, stillness, peace. So first of all, with your eyes closed, you become aware of your body. So you're going to be sitting in this body for at least half an hour. So be aware of this body to make sure it's comfortable. You start with our legs. We can assume that our legs are comfortable, but no, just look at them, focus on them. Ask them, legs, are you really comfortable down there, or do you need to be moved? Most people spend all their attention somewhere else, outside their body. If they are aware of their body, the legs are the last part they're really aware of. Too far from my head. So if you need to adjust the legs, adjust them. This is how you find the best posture. By awareness and adjusting. And being aware again. See if that's improved things. And of course, the trick to be able to sit comfortably for long periods of time is just your awareness at the very beginning. To get the posture just right. So feel your legs, adjust them, and if you think now that you can't get them into a better position, great. Move up towards your bottom. And again, the bottom doesn't get much attention. So make sure it's comfortable on the seat or on a cushion, on a stool, if you're sitting on a stool. And you can fidget it. Make sure the cushion's not too far back, not too far forward. My cushion's too far back, so I'm going to move now. That feels much better. Reminds me, thank you. Please turn off your mobile devices. Even today, I said at a funeral service, it's such bad karma if your mobile phone goes off while I'm talking, that your mobile phone gets reborn in its next incarnation as a parking meter. It's the lowest form of life. I think you may agree with me for technical equipment. Speed cameras are next, but I think parking meters are worse. So, make sure the bottom's okay. Now, once the bottom is okay, move up to your back. A lot of people have problems in their back because they're not aware, mindful of the feelings in the back. So when you deliberately choose to notice the feelings in your back, neuroscientists tell me you're actually making neural connections. It makes it easier to be aware the next time. And the next time you're more aware. Which means you get to know the position of your back, to know whether it's comfortable or whether it's going to cause you stress and pain later on. So really be aware of your back. How is it? Once you feel your back is okay, if you want to move it, stretch it, left, right, forward, back, until you find the best position. But please, be caring of your back. And then I usually go to my arms and hands, making sure especially my hands are in a comfortable position. There is no magic posture for your hands. You can put them wherever they are, wherever you like, wherever you feel they're comfortable. As long as they're comfortable, it's a good position. And then I always check my shoulders, because they're sometimes tight. People have a lot of stress in their shoulders. It causes pain. So I look at my shoulders. Imagine them to be like strings in each shoulder blade, being pulled tight by invisible forces. And I imagine letting go of both ends of the string. And that little visualization, that imagination of a string pulled tight and then both ends let go, tells me how to relax my shoulders. So nothing is being pulled. Everything is let go, loose, natural, free. And then my shoulders feel good. And I go up to my head, balanced on my neck, making sure my head's not too far forward, not too far to the left or right, not too far back. I sometimes move it until I find the optimum position. What I'm doing here is I'm developing my mindfulness by being aware of the feelings in my own body. And using that mindfulness, the feelings, to find the best position. Mindfulness gives me feedback. Till I find the best position. Not only is this from the comfort of my body, it's also developing the tools necessary for meditation. Mindfulness and kindness. Now once my posture is okay, then I go to this next level of relaxation, which I really encourage people to develop, where you become aware of one part of your body inside. The part which is most irritating. Could be a tummy ache, could be an ache in your bowels, irritable bowel syndrome. Could be like a headache or an irritation in the throat if you have a cough. Instead of trying to avoid it, go right into it. The most irritating part of your body. Zoom in onto that part. So you fill your awareness just with that feeling, and everything else is just on the outside somewhere, even disappears. So you're just aware of that one part of the body which is irritating or even painful. You're mindful of it. And as you're aware of it, see if you can notice how the interaction between the mind and that feeling, how it affects that feeling. If your mind looks upon that feeling with fear, control, trying to escape or get rid of, you'll find that part of your body gets more tense and more painful, more irritating. But if you observe that part of your body with a mind of kindness, openness, opening the door of your heart to that feeling, gentleness, letting things be. With those sorts of attitudes, the ache, the pain, comes less. And you discover how mindfulness, together with letting be, could ease any ache, pain, or irritation in your body. It's a highly useful skill to be able to deal with inner pains, aches, which even medicine can't deal with. You feel you have a sort of control over your body. Mindfulness puts you in the right area, means you're watching. And the attitudes of the body, by trial and error, you find how the mind can interact with your body and ease the pain. It is simple kindness, letting things be. You stay with that one part of the body until you can feel it relaxing, the irritation or ache lessening. Sometimes you just deal with one part of your body, sometimes with another part. I usually like to do about two or three parts of my body, even if I'm feeling healthy, just to relax everything, just so deeply. Even internal organs of your body. You can feel them. Notice the sensation. Look upon that part with this beautiful letting be, kindness. And it starts to relax. The whole body, inside and out, becomes like it's just been to a spa. Free, open, no tension anywhere in the body. Remember, tension means something's pulling at a part of your body. When the mind sees that, it lets go. It lets the body be. And with that, the stress, the tension, eases. And then vanishes. Simple as that. You're not fighting the body. You're making peace with it. The same attitude which we're soon to use to get our mind really relaxed. What relaxes the body also relaxes the mind. So when your body is ready, feels good, then let it be. And instead focus on your emotional world, your mind. Inside, how tired are you? Or how energized? How peaceful are you? Or how agitated? Especially what I've called, which you've heard many times, the peaceometer. It's like a speedometer in a car tells you how fast you're traveling. The peaceometer shows you how peaceful or how agitated you are. Just to know that as best you can. With practice, you can be so mindful of that peaceometer, so aware of it, you can say straight away if you're agitated or peaceful. And once you know that peaceometer, see what you need to do with the attitude change of your mind to move that needle closer and closer to deep peace. And exactly what worked to relax the muscles, the tendons of your body, that also relaxes your mind. So you're not pulling at the mind. You're not trying to get somewhere, do something, change things. You are just letting this moment be. Not working out the past or planning the future. Just being. And you find that moves that peaceometer needle closer and closer to peace. Present moment awareness and letting it be. Kindness. Just being. Be aware of how peaceful you are and how that peace deepens. The mindfulness of peace allows you to understand what causes deeper peace and what disturbs it. It's an attitude of mind problem. Don't try and get things. Be happy to be here. A little moment of contentment. Not trying to get anywhere, change anything. Just appreciating this moment. A moment where nothing is asked of you. You're not being bullied, asked to do things. You're just being. Just being. No work, no business. Do that later on. Now's the time for your mind to rest. Just think of rest. Peace. Many of you, it happens naturally. You become aware of your breathing. It's just nature. If you do, just you can watch the breath come in, go out. If you want to watch the breath come in and say to yourself, breathing in peace, breathe out, let go, fine. But keep the peace. Most important, always be mindful of what disturbs you. Be aware of how you become more and more peaceful, and how delightful, how free it feels to have nothing to do, nowhere to go, no jobs to do. I'm now going to be quiet for another 8 or 9 minutes until I ring the bell. close to the end of the meditation now. How peaceful are you? How relaxed? How free do you feel? This is a sign of meditation. Feel unburdened, free from the demands of the future or the past, free to be, with no pressure, no weight on you. I'm now going to ring the bell 3 times. With the 3rd ringing of the bell, you may open your eyes to end the meditations. Very good.